You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. I am Dan Keller, and this show was first aired January 5th, 2024. In Waterloo's final Open City Council session of 2023, site-specific bylaw and zoning changes were approved to allow a new residence at the University of Waterloo. The 510-bed, 12-story building will be constructed on the northern section of the parking lot that sits between University Ave, Seagram Drive, and the Spurline Trail. First announced by the university in September of 2023, the new residence is now a collaboration with lead architect Diamond & Schmidt and will mainly house first-year students. The University of Waterloo guarantees housing for all first-year students, however, most upper-year students must compete for housing off-campus. This show features audio from the December 11th meeting, where staff presented the project, the architect spoke alongside representatives from the University of Waterloo and consultant GSP Group, and delegates proposed even more car parking lots being transformed into human living spaces. Councillors voted unanimously for the motion. We start with city staff reading the motion and city planner Amanda Wazinski outlining the project.
This is a formal public meeting to consider item 11B, Zoning Bylaw Amendment Z2310, University of Waterloo, 155 and 165 University Avenue West.
The applicant is proposing to construct a 12-story residence for approximately 510 students. The proposed residence will be located in the northern corner of the subject lands along the rail corridor and is expected to connect to the existing pedestrian bridge on University Avenue. The applicant is also proposing to construct a second pedestrian bridge that will cross the rail corridor and connect to the existing student residence in 165, known as Claudette Miller Hall. And then in regards to my staff recommendation, staff are recommending approval of staff report IPPW 2023-053. Staff are also recommending council approve the draft zoning bylaw that implements the site-specific regulations in terms of the side yard, street setback, and to permit a structure within 15 meters of the rail corridor.
Interestingly, the city planner suggests accepting the motion today while holding final approval on the project until final discussions with the Region of Waterloo, who owns the rail corridor, around vibration and noise impacts.
However, staff are not recommending the approval of the bylaw that would lift the holding this evening. Rather, staff are recommending council not pass the implementing bylaw for the holding until written confirmation has been received from the Region of Waterloo, confirming that all noise and vibration requirements specified in the zoning bylaw are satisfied. Staff can confirm the applicant, region, CN, and the city have been in active discussions and are awaiting technical approval. Staff are recommending this unique approach as the university is targeting a fall 2026 opening, and this would allow the university to finalize building permits with confidence. I emphasize a building permit would not be issued until the city receives confirmation from the region, as they are the rail corridor owner, and the holding bylaw is passed.
Councillor Wright asked about impact to the multi-use trail corridor and the hundreds who use it every day, calling it a major thoroughfare. Staff responded that mitigation measures would be taken for any potential disruption on trail corridor use.
So we'll work with them through the building permit process to ensure that there's proper construction management plan in place to set the limits of construction to make sure adjacent trees or trails or any other type of sensitive space is well protected and not impacted negatively by the development. So one of the elements that the university is proposing is the bridge that does go over the existing rail corridor and connect to Claudette Miller Hall. During that construction, there may be points of time when the trail is closed, and we can work with the university on identifying options to try and ensure the safe travel of pedestrians.
After GSB Group consultant presented the project, Councillor Vasek asked about project design and sustainability, and Duncan Bates of Diamond & Schmidt responded.
Building is designed to meet net zero targets. The University of Waterloo has an incredibly ambitious net neutral campus-wide target that's established for all of their new buildings and retrofits to existing buildings. So The intent and the design intent behind this building is very much in keeping with those targets. It's a very high performing envelope. The material you're referring to is actually a brick. The glass itself is triple paned to ensure maximum possible performance from a thermal standpoint. And the patterning of the facade is informed with conversations with the Indigenous Advisory Circle at the University of Waterloo. And it's pulling from ideas of tapestry and traditional Indigenous garments.
Councillor Bodily asked about future plans for more housing and parking, as many students are coming to town. He got responses from Bates and two representatives from the University of Waterloo.
Wade and I have worked together for the last 3 years, putting together a facility strategy, looking at all of the student residents' housing on campus. And that was a thoroughly comprehensive analysis of the existing stock and the future projected stock. The resultant 510 beds at this particular site was a combination of simple math, finances, but also understanding sustainably what we could bring online now and take offline for retrofitting.
Very high level, yes. In 2020 through to 2022, campus housing worked on what we called our campus housing facility strategy that outlined our growth pattern and what our spaces would need over the next coming 10 to 15 years. And the first move in that was to provide capacity in order to take buildings offline for required deferred maintenance and to help with fragmental growth during that time. The growth addressed around 300 required beds by 2026. With an additional 200 beds for capacity for other buildings coming offline, whether that be through potential renovations or even the concept of demolition of underperforming buildings. Those decisions are still to be made, but ultimately the required need during that gap. And there's some underlying ambitious goals around what we're calling mixed-year housing that would help support a larger number of upper-year students and graduate students in our communities while still supporting the first-year guarantee.
The 2009 Campus Master Plan had identified a number of parking lots that were great potential sites for new buildings, with ultimately, if we did end up infilling those existing parking lots, that we would need to build a parking structure on the East Campus. The university is looking to hire a sustainable transportation position, so a person who would undertake a thorough review of the parking requirements. Of course, since the 2009 Campus Master Plan was developed, the LRT has come to campus, we've got the bus terminal, and so there's been a lot of changing dynamics with respect to how people commute to work. And so with enhanced bike pathways and other transit accommodations, we're hoping that we don't need to maintain the same level of parking. At the moment, though, for this particular building, we're not going to lose any parking spaces. So anything that's lost because of the new footprint of the building will be accommodated just by a small extension of that existing parking lot, which we refer to as Parking Lot A.
Next, we hear from Delegate Ashwin Anamale, who is supportive of the project. The UW alumni would like to see more of the parking lots converted into housing, and he also points out that the university has been growing without ensuring there is housing available for upper year and graduate students.
Well, hello again, Council. My name is Ashwin Anamale. I'm a resident of Waterloo. I'm really happy to see this proposal by my alma mater, the University of Waterloo. I know there are a lot of golden hawks around the table. I don't know if there are very many candors around, but I would ask you to encourage your alma maters to do something along these lines, because we know student housing is really hard time and again. We are short of 5,000 beds is what they say, and a lot of students are living in very precarious housing conditions, so we need more of these. I know council did not increase the enrollment count by 1,600%. Council does not have a $106 million surplus, but council has to deal with all the problems that comes from all of this. Well, I'm happy that more housing is being built, but it is sad to see some green space go and the parking lot stay. I'll be honest with you, but we should not let perfect be the enemy of good. And we should fully support this. And I hope to see more housing initiatives in the future by the universities.
In the middle of Anamale's speech, Councillor Freeman interrupted with a point of order.
Sorry, Ashwani, I'm just going to pause for one moment. I have a point of order that I have to deal with.
Okay.
So my apologies. Is there anyone that needs to declare a pecuniary interest around the council table?
Councillor Bodily spoke up, gathered his things, and left the council table. as his wife works at the university.
Yeah, thank you for that, Councillor Freeman. My apologies to my council colleagues. Literally, while they were just talking, I realized my wife works at UW. And so I will be declaring a disclosure here, and I will be leaving. Thank you.
Thank you. My apologies, Ashmi, you were talking about student housing and meeting that need.
With that cleared, Anamale was able to continue. He used his remaining time to bring up a general point about housing promises from developers before closing with a point about procedure.
You know, council is really committed to affordable housing and solving the housing crisis. But when council relies on developers promising to have affordable units, when we are not able to put a number to affordable housing, and it's units, it's just two. If they say unit, it's just one. So that's one of the comments. We cannot rely on the generosity and benevolence of corporations to solve the housing crisis. Thank you so much, staff, and thank you so much, council. I hope this proposal gets approved. Thank you.
A second resident of Waterloo, Shiva Supamarian, also delegated. Echoing the calls of Anamale, the delegate called for further conversions of parking lots for housing and added feelings of disappointment that the university was not a leader in addressing the housing crisis in the city.
Good evening, Council. My name is Shiva Subramanian, and I'm a proud resident of Waterloo. I'm just here to say that this development is a step in the right direction. Every time I walk by the parking lot, I'm like, this could house so many people. So I'm happy to see that it's housing 500 students, though I am sad to say that it's not taking away a single parking spot. I absolutely hate parking spots. When there is no housing for students and humans, cars take up a lot of space. And University of Waterloo is not my alma mater, so I will criticize them. For being such an innovative university, it's kind of disheartening to see the lack of ambition there. I hope that in reviewing their master plan, taking into change all the development that has happened in and around the university, they are able to be more ambitious. I encourage the city to work closely with the universities to be more ambitious when it comes to student housing. Providing stable housing is one of the best things that the universities can do to ensure their students' success. Having to worry about rent or having to worry about moving out is not something that is conducive to success when you're at an university. You have a lot of stress already, but I think a lot of students these days are worried about paying rent and having to, you know, just put themselves through university with the increased higher cost of education. This is a great plan. To the people from the University of Waterloo here, you would consider building more in the rest of the parking lot. And I encourage the city to work closely with the universities to make sure that it happens. Thank you.
After the delegates presented, the motion was called for final discussion. Here, Councillor Vasek reasserted her enthusiasm for the project before echoing the request for more parking lots to housing conversions. Mayor McCabe then asked for clarity around parking issues and got a clear response from staff, and then from the architect.
I totally support the application, 100%. We need more housing. I'm just curious. I don't fully understand why we need to replace the parking lot piece. If someone could just explain that in more detail, like, is that truly necessary?
There's actually a provision in the zoning bylaw, section 949, that says, notwithstanding anything to the contrary, the parking requirement for UW may be based on the main campus or land zoned University College within 800 meters of the UW main campus. So if the required parking is able to be accommodated elsewhere on the campus, that it would be supported by the zoning bylaw. So it doesn't necessarily need to be expanded on this site. It could potentially be accommodated elsewhere on the main campus if they have extra parking already there.
The university is undertaking a comprehensive campus-wide parking study. Anecdotally, we can all acknowledge that there is existing capacity on the campus. There are very obviously vacant parking spots available. The expectation is in the next few months we'll have clarity on this.
Freeman offers a final comment.
I support this application for a number of reasons, but one in particular, over the last term of council and this council, we've heard a lot of people say that they wish that universities were a stronger partner in terms of building student housing so that the challenges associated with students finding affordable accommodations within the city of Waterloo, within the development industry, would be reduced. And so I think this is a great example of the university recognizing the opportunity it has to respond to those comments more broadly in the community and to create more spaces for students where they actually feel closer and more a part of the university experience.
Then calls for the vote.
With that, Council, we have a motion on the table. All those in favor? And that's carried unanimously. Thank you.
You have been listening to audio from the December 11th Council meeting of the City of Waterloo, where Council approved changes to zoning and bylaws to allow for the construction of a new 510-bed, 12-story residence owned by the University of Waterloo. While the project still requires approvals from the Region of Waterloo based on noise and vibration studies regarding the adjacent rail and trail corridor, which they own, neither city staff, the architect, nor elected council express concern over those future approvals. This is Dan Keller for CKMS News on 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. Happy New Winter, everyone, and thank you for tuning in. This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, Heritage Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived versions of this program on radiowaterloo.ca/news. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca.